Item one is a zoning agreement amendment at 985 Chancellor Drive, under file ZAA 10 of 2013, and in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Namely, item two is a variance at 985 Chancellor Drive, under file DAV 176416 of 2013-D.
Thank you. So I know it can sometimes be hard to hear up there, but so we're proceeding with number one and two, joint hearing, and these matters both pertain to 985 Chancellor Drive in the St. Norbert Ward. So I'd ask, we've got Danielle Sirhall is registered as the applicant. We've also got two other speakers here in favor, but I believe first we'll hear from the applicant. And if you can just, for the record, state your name and address, and you've got 10 minutes to address the committee, and we may have questions for you following that.
Okay. My name is Daniel Sirhall. I'm an architect, and I'm representing the owner of this piece of property. And our desire is to use an extra large piece of property for a small infill project, in this case, three units on an unused parcel of land in an existing neighborhood. And I guess for the record, my address is 47 Highland Creek. I have read the planner's report, and I'm not sure if I have anything more to say. It's pretty straightforward.
Can I maybe elaborate on the parking for the building? Accommodating?
Sure. This piece of property has a rear lane on two sides, and as is pretty normal in this particular part of town, everybody parks off the back lane. There are detached garages up and down this back lane, so the intention is just to provide surface parking immediately off of the back lane. And we do not intend to vary from the required parking.
And what is the required parking?
It would be five stalls.
Five stalls.
Yeah. One and a half one per half. Unit. Yeah.
Okay. Questions?
In honor of our former colleague, Councillor Swandell, he would always ask, have you read the reports, and is there anything you disagree with in the reports? I think
yes.
You've spoken to that, but just for clarity.
I anticipated the question and answered it before. But yeah, I did read the report. There is nothing that jumped out at me as problematic. And okay. I'm in agreement with what it says.
Okay. If there are no further questions, thank you. And you will be able to speak in rebuttal if there's any points raised that you feel need to be addressed. The other registered, any other speakers here in support of the application? Seeing none, we'll then turn to those who have registered in opposition, and we have two names, Dennis Stanchuk and Wendy Marshall. I wonder if you folks, if you wish to address us, please come down and good afternoon. Mr. Stanchuk and Ms. Marshall, and if you can just state your name and address for the record, you'll also have 10 minutes to speak to us. This is a combined hearing on both the zoning amendment and the variance, so feel free to make all your comments on any of these, on any matters related to that, either of those topics.
Okay. I guess I'll start. I'm Wendy Marshall. Our address is 3975 Pembina Highway. We do own 987 Chancellor, the attached unit to the 985 unit. I guess our concern here, I'm sorry, I've never done this before. It is we are attached to a single family dwelling. We are a single family dwelling in a neighborhood of single family dwellings. And I am very concerned about our property all of a sudden being attached to a family sort of mini apartment unit. I did call our realtor. We have worked with him for 15 plus years. He is a top realtor with REMAX professionals on Bison Drive. He has told us that this new project is significantly going to impact the value of our home because it's no longer going to be attached to a single-family unit. It's going to be attached to a multifamily complex there, that it is going to impact the value of our property. We've also had we've had this house for 7 years. We've had the same tenants in that house for 7 years. They're a wonderful family of six. They have they actually notified us of this happening and are very concerned. They have also told us that if this unit does go up beside them, that they are going to be leaving our unit, which we do not want. So we are going to be impacted two ways. Firstly, the property value of our property is going to go down, and secondly, the family that's been in there for 7 years and have been wonderful tenants are going to leave our premises.
And that'll also make it more difficult to rent in the future, because if the present people aren't happy, the next one is going to look at the same thing, and same with purchasers. When they're looking for a home, they see a threeplex attached to the property. It's not a good thing. By the way, my name's Dennis Stanchuk, 3975 Pembina Highway. What else is there? This unit, from my experience, when these places are developed, you have two stories, you have bungalows, and now we're going to have a three-story right next to it, which is an eyesore. It's also the situation in that area. The parking is terrible at the best of times, and this added unit is just going to make that all the worse. Right in front of that 985 lot, there is no parking at all because the side, the back driveway or side driveway from the back is on an angle, so it leaves no front street or minimal, definitely not enough for parking. They have allowed for five parking spots in the rear of this proposed unit, but there's just no room back there. Last winter, the back lane was horrible from all the snow. The driving was, I don't know if you'd call it treacherous. Anyway, you had to be careful going through there. And with this here, there's no snow, no room for them to put snow whatsoever. And again, in this back lane, when you're driving either direction, you're not going to be able to see clearly around the corners. There's children in the neighborhood. They're going to be at risk.
I guess one question I have is, I know that our neighbors have also submitted opposition. Is that going to be heard as well?
If they've submitted communication, it is part of our public record.
Oh, okay. So you are aware of all that, then, that they that we have talked to the neighbors. Everybody is very concerned about this going up there.
There should be five other parties that have opposed this. We had troubles getting our email to you for whatever reason. Part was at our end with the computer, but then the other parties stated the same. At least one other party had an issue, so we don't know if you've gotten all of them or not.
We got about five emails.
Okay.
Five in total.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, none of them could come. They all work later than 5 o'clock or 2 or 5 o'clock, so could not be here. But we are, again, all very concerned about this project. I just don't understand how you can take half of a lot and put a three-story unit on half of a lot that's, you know, yeah, it is a bigger attached, you know, yard attached to the side of this place, but to put a three-story unit on a half a lot, just I'm not understanding any of that at all.
Especially when, like, that breaks the zoning rules in that area, I believe.
Everything is SR1. I've gone on the map and looked. I talked to the realtor. He said everything is SR1, and all of a sudden he says you are not going to be SR1 anymore. You're going to be attached to something multifamily so that when we go to sell it, we will be attached to something other than an SR1. He said it is definitely going to impact the sale of our home.
Actually, I just want to get a clarification from, and maybe this is in the word attached, but if I can ask the city planner here, so nothing's being demolished here, is it? I mean, this is an additional building in addition to the duplex?
Yeah, nothing's being demolished. The area that you see to the east of the existing building, there'll be a new building built there, 8 feet away from that. So nothing's going to be attached to this building.
Three stories tall, correct? It's going to be 3 stories tall, though.
Correct, yeah. But it's not attached.
No.
It's detached.
But it is on that same lawn.
It's on 985, correct.
It's on the property that is attached to the house that we are attached to.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Understood. Okay, so we're all on the same page here that your property at 987 is part of a duplex with an existing building at 985, as I read
yes.
this?
Yes. We're attached to a single-family unit. Now we are being asked to be attached to a property that is a multi-family unit.
Okay, very good clarification there.
Okay.
So we're all on the same. So attached here, you clarified your meaning of attached, so I appreciate that. So anyway, sorry to interrupt you there. If you have
no problem.
Further comment, fire away.
I think we've stated everything that we need to. We're just concerned about the property value and the problems we're going to have down the road with it selling or tenants. And then the safety of the kids around the area.
Our family has 4 children in that house. And like I said, they've been there for 7 years. And they are very concerned. And I hope they as well sent you an email. I was asking them to, because they are very concerned about their children coming around the corner, because this building is going to come right out to the edge of the properties, basically. And it's going to be very hard to see anybody around the corners. I don't have anything else that I think I want to
any
add.
Questions?
No.
Okay. So just for my own purposes, the height is not an issue so much for you as is the there's an issue.
Well, the height is an issue, yes, because it's a three-story. That's like a mini apartment you're putting, you know, they're asking to put next to our house there. I mean, they're all single-family homes in that area, and all of a sudden you're putting up this three-story mini family. Yes, I am concerned okay. about that, but I am also my biggest concern is that I am now going to be attached to a multi-family okay. unit instead of a single-family unit.
Okay. Which basically says the same thing, you know, three-story.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Actually, one more item that sure. you recall. The privacy is going to be an issue for the surrounding homes as well, because they've got the three-story balconies off the back. So it's just another part.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, do we have, Madam Clerk, we have an additional registrant in support, but I'm not going to call them to speak because we've already started in with evidence from the other side here, but just we'll have on the record that someone else registered in support. All right. So then, is there anyone else here who has not spoken, who is in opposition to the application? Anyone here for information? If seeing none, then we would turn back to the rebuttal portion from the applicant, who can speak to any of the issues raised by the opponents.
Sure. So I think the issue of attached was already raised, and obviously this building is not attached to the existing construct. There is at least 8 feet between the existing building and where we proposed to do the new building. It's not inconceivable that there could be a property line going down there, but at the time we didn't think that was necessary. I mean, if that's really a concern, I guess we can take that into consideration to actually, you know, subdivide the properties. That wasn't our intention, though. But again, that's not a sticking point for us. As to the height of the building, first of all, every single family neighborhood permits three-story buildings. I mean, I can have a three-story house everywhere. So if we all live in detached houses in the suburbs, we can have a three-story house. 3 stories is the maximum. So we're not going beyond the height that is permitted in a single-family neighborhood. I guess that's in addressing the height. The other thing I would comment is that this whole block is actually zoned multifamily. and it has a couple of stipulations on the zoning agreement, but I think you can see by the planner's report that this whole block, including 985, 987, is already zoned for low-density multifamily, and we're just varying some of the conditions of that zoning. As to the parking and the situation off the lane, if you drive this lane, which I have many times, and it's one parking stall after another backing onto the lane. I mean, it's a public lane in the suburb. That's the way they all are. So I'm not creating a different condition in this area. I'm not creating an unduly dangerous condition in this area. It's the status quo. This particular lot is extremely oddly shaped and was not taken advantage of in the original development. And, you know, as the planner has stated in his report, you know, we're looking for ways to increase the density without increasing the demands of the infrastructure. This is a no-brainer. So we want to make use of this piece of property and put it to good use, and we're not going to create any condition that is different than what is there now.
Any questions arising out of that?
Any questions?
Okay.
Any questions?
Not? Thank you. Any questions for planning staff at this time?
No.
I'd like to put it on. So the floor is yours, Councillor Loops. Okay. This is your ward. You may wish to speak to this.
Yes. I mean, it does completely go under the R Winnipeg and Complete Communities Direction Strategy. I'm aware of that. I participated in the development of that, but I would like to take some time and get a bit more information and check out the site myself and put it off until December, my decision until December.
So you would like to close public representation?
I'd like to close public representation.
And adjourn the public hearing to December 1st at 5 o'clock?
Yes.
In the question?
Yes.
Second it.
Don't be sick.
No, second.
Do it.
But I want to. I'm just kidding.
So we're clear on the motion then to
close
conclude
public
the public hearing. Right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Contrary, that's carried.